Some charities in New York City are changing focus since September 11th. Many of the more than 180 organizations are having to meet new demands. Safe Horizon has evolved from its original mission of helping victims of child abuse, domestic violence, and other crimes. Barbara Mantel reports.
On the second floor in a government building in Queens, Safe Horizon has set up a makeshift crisis center. Under the fluorescent lights, folding tables serve as desks, and phones sit on windowsills so the small staff can share them. One staffer, Jenna Lawrence, used to coordinate domestic violence counseling. She says what she's been doing since September 11th is much more demanding.
It is impossible to describe the levels of grief or disbelief or anger or rage or resentment that you see. It is a grown man who's crying, you know, right next to you. It is a worker so unbelievably upset and traumatized. It is totally intense.
Each day, three kinds of people come here for financial help and counseling. Families of those killed, residents who had to evacuate their homes, and workers near Ground Zero who have lost their jobs. Workers like Gabriella, who sits in a folding chair shuffling through her old pay stubs and bank statements, while counselor Jenna Lawrence leans forward and peppers her with questions.
Have you spoken to your creditors about explaining to them that you work down there and that you are a survivor of it?
Like the mortgage company doesn't care? They don't. The banks don't care.
Gabriella worked in a hair salon at the World Trade Center. This is her second visit to a crisis center. The Red Cross has already helped her pay some utility bills and a mortgage payment. Safe Horizon has given her a check to fill the gap until unemployment insurance kicks in. Now she's getting money so she can buy the scissors, combs, and brushes she'll need if she finds a new job. But the job market, she says, is awful.
I don't know. I have two kids. My parents live with me. My dad is retired. My husband is a travel agent. He gets paid by commission. So his business went down the drain, really, really down. So between me and him, forget it. We're just really bad.
About 15,000 people have come through this and four other crisis centers Safe Horizon has set up in New York City for victims of the terrorist attack. The nonprofit has given away roughly $17 million, some of it government money, most of it from the United Way. These are small grants, $950 on average, designed to get people through an immediate crisis. Safe Horizon's 800 employees must also continue to help the crime victims they normally handle. In fact, the number of calls to the group's domestic violence and child abuse hotlines is higher than normal, as the city's generalized anxiety spills over. Gordon Campbell, Safe Horizon's CEO, says his staff has felt the strain, especially in the first weeks after the attack.
It wasn't unusual for people to work well past midnight, 7 days a week. And people just had to do double and sometimes triple duty.
As Safe Horizon brought in temporary workers and volunteers, the strain eased a bit. The organization also plans on hiring 200 additional people. In New York City's sour economy, social workers at least are in demand. But Campbell says the real challenge for Safe Horizon and other groups like it is figuring out what the disaster means for all their programs.
Should we open that new domestic violence shelter in Harlem? Do we have the capacity to do it? Is there a need? Yes. Is there the funding? Yes. But can we as an organization take that on? And that's something that we're struggling with as we speak.
In order to decide questions like that, Campbell first has to figure out what Safe Horizon's primary role will eventually be in serving victims of September 11th. He thinks it'll be providing guidance, counseling, and mental health services to families of those killed, and also to many others.
It's not just folks in and around Ground Zero. It's not just folks south of Canal Street. It's everyone in this city that's impacted. Trauma is something that doesn't dissipate. And for some people, they haven't even felt the effects yet.
At Safe Horizon's Crisis Center in Queens, World Trade Center victims continue to stream in, like Vincent, a 67-year-old retiree.
I'm visually impaired. I'm not bad. I'm pretty good in my own domain.
Legally blind and living on a fixed income, Vincent has only just recently returned to his evacuated apartment a few blocks north of Ground Zero. He had to spend several weeks at his son's.
I know my store. I know where all the foods are at. If I go into a strange store, I'm lost.
And a strange apartment. Vincent had to eat out during the day while his son worked because he couldn't find his way around his son's kitchen. Now Vincent needs money to cover the $5 and $10 restaurant bills, or he won't be able to make next month's rent. And within an hour, he gets enough to get by. For NPR News, I'm Barbara Mantell in New York.